Today's reading begins in Psalm 23, verse 1. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Consider my affliction and my trouble, and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me. Oh, guard my soul and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm. It's one we talk about on a frequent basis. It's a psalm expressing this confidence in God, this intimate relationship between David and God. It expresses this confidence based on the guidance of God, the protection of God, and he uses this image of a shepherd and host in order to portray God's care, a figure that would have been very familiar for Jews when it was written. Psalm 24 is a psalm that would be recited at the temple, particularly at a time in which you would come into the temple. And it's not even just a matter of the worshiper shows up to worship God, like the way that we would think. Remember that the temple was the dwelling place of God. So this is also a psalm concerning God entering his temple. There's basically three sections. You have the first section that is talking about God's supremacy over creation. Then you had the second section that discusses external and internal purity requirements of the worshiper, talking about the clean hands, the pure heart, that would be their actions and their intentions. And then the final section is that picture of God entering into the temple area. Psalm 25 is different. It's a lament psalm, and it's also an acrostic poem. Acrostic meaning that the beginning of each line corresponds with letters from the alphabet listed in order. This one has more sections. There's actually 8 identifiable sections for this one. You have the trust in God being expressed, a petition for guidance, petition for forgiveness, description of God's goodness and faithfulness, again asking for forgiveness. Get down to verse 12, you've got a discussion of the benefit of fearing God. Then there is deliverance and protection. And finally, there is the request to not only make this an individual request or lament, but also for all of Israel. So that gives a few things for us to think about today. And as always, I ask for you to please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.